Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Yeah, yes, Asia. My zip code is 78734.
May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Lane, L-A-Y-N-E. Last name Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
922 Porpoise Street, Lakeway, or it may say Austin, Texas, 78734.
Give me just a moment while the rest of the account pulls up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I do see where our Platinum Ultra smartwatch was purchased. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I got a text saying something about they would ship me it was supposed to be a Series 7 smartwatch, AT&T or whatever they're called, AT&T watch. But all I was supposed to pay was a shipping charge. I didn't ever order anything, and I haven't gotten anything. So if it hadn't been shipped, then just cancel it. I don't want that. Why? I would never pay $67.42 or 32 cents. So I don't want it.
Okay, so the watch has already been shipped out to you. That $67.37 is because once you purchase the watch on the 5th of this month, in those terms and conditions, it does state to all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $67.32 for our $125 gift card from the factory direct store, and that is each month until you call in to get the account canceled out.
Where did I ever order this?
I'm not sure what you ordered it through, but those terms and conditions are the same throughout the whole. I'm sorry, what was that?
I never ordered anything. I mean, I got a text saying something about I don't even remember exactly what it said, but something that I was entitled to for paying my AT&T bill, and I had to take a survey, and I took a survey, and they said, okay, now you qualified, and so that's what it is. I never ordered any kind of watch.
Yes, sir. You stated that you ordered the Platinum Ultra smartwatch, but you paid $5.74 for it at the day of purchase, correct?
I didn't order it. They just said that's what I got as a result of taking that survey. They said they were going to ship me a watch, and all I had to do was pay the shipping charge, which was a $5. Okay. Which was a $5 or something, and my credit card was charged for that. But never anywhere did I see that I was going to be charged $67.32 for a watch that I don't even want.
Once you sign up to receive that watch, in those terms and conditions, it states that you're automatically enrolled into a monthly subscription if we do not receive a call within those 48 hours, and that is $67.32. for our $125 gift card from the factory direct store. I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today, but this will prevent any future charges effective immediately. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
I absolutely want to cancel anything, but I also want to, if the watch has already been shipped, I will turn around and send it right back, and I don't want to be charged $67.32.
Okay, we aren't accepting any returns at this moment, so you could possibly destroy the item or give it to a friend or a family member, and we can't stop that shipment. But what I can do for you today as a courtesy out of that $67.32 is provide you with a refund of $23.56. Would you like that refund?
No, I want $67 and 32 cents. That's what
I'll have to reach out to my supervisor to see if she's able to get you a higher refund because the charge is a valid charge. Give me just a moment.
All right.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she stated that the highest refund that she's able to do for you today is a 50% refund, which is a total of
$33.66. Ma'am, I'm going to tell you one last time. I'm also going to be reporting this to my credit card company. I'm going to report it to the Better Business Bureau. This is flat-out fraud. And so if you don't give me, I want the full refund. $67.32, and that my credit card was already charged, and you know I'm not going to take half. No, I'm not at all. I didn't order a watch. I didn't want a watch, and so that's absolutely you keep the damn watch. I don't want it. So I'm going to take.
Okay, with your car company, what they will do is a dispute. That is only a temporary refund, and your car company cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a chargeback on your account. I would advise you to call them after this call for future references as well. Also, contacting the BBB does not guarantee you any refund. That only provides you with an investigation. Give me just a moment. I will reach back out to my supervisor. One moment.
Okay.
One second, I'm still speaking with my supervisor.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a full refund of $67.32. That refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email as well. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that would be fine. Tell me where the refund email will be going.
The email address that we have here for you is chmp@gmail.com.
That's correct. That's correct.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you. You too.